On August 6, 1919, Herbert Friedlich saved a young climber from a fatal fall.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others. Since then, the Carnegie Hero Fund has recognized nearly 9,000 individuals.
Earlier that day, Raymond Kraft had set out on a risky adventure, a solo climb of a peak in Glacier National Park known as Pinnacle Wall. He had made his way 350 feet up along the edge of a glacial seam, but as he tried to traverse the 30-foot-wide strip of ice, Kraft slipped and slid 75 feet, breaking an ankle. Painfully, he had lowered himself down along narrow ledges to a point just above a nearly vertical slope of bare rock that plunged for 150 feet. Unable to go further, he called for help. Friedlich, a 26-year-old Harvard-trained lawyer, was among a group on horseback enjoying the park's trails, and he responded to a rescue call. With great care, he slowly climbed his way 250 feet up Pinnacle Wall toward Kraft. At two places, he had to lean backwards for handholds on the steep slope and swing his feet out to climb higher. Finally, Friedlich reached Kraft and slowly helped him down to safety. Kraft recovered. Other than being exhausted by the 2.5-hour rescue, Friedlich was not injured.
A century of heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years.